Horrid Henry's Dance Class.
Stomp, 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 stomp.
Horrid Henry was practicing his elephant dance. Perfect Peter was practicing his raindrop dance. Peter was practicing being a raindrop for his dance class show. Henry was also supposed to be practicing being a raindrop. But Henry did not want to be a raindrop. He did not want to be a tomato, a string bean, or a banana either.
Stomp, stomp, stomp,
went Henry's heavy boots. Went Peter's tap shoes.
You're doing it wrong, Henry, said Peter.
No, I'm not, said Henry.
You are too, said Peter. We're supposed to be raindrops.
Stomp, stomp, stomp,
went Henry's boots. He was an elephant smashing his way through the jungle, trampling on everyone who stood in his way.
I can't concentrate with you stomping, said Peter. And I have to practice my solo.
Who cares? Screamed Horrid Henry. I hate dancing. I hate dance class. And most of all, I hate you.
This was not entirely true. Horrid Henry loved dancing. Henry danced in his bedroom. Henry danced up and down the stairs. Henry danced on the new sofa and on the kitchen table. What Henry hated was having to dance with other children.
Couldn't I go to karate instead? Asked Henry every Saturday.
No, said Mum. Too violent.
Judo, said Henry.
N-O spells no, said Dad.
So, every Saturday morning at 9:45 a.m, Henry and Peter's father drove them to Miss Impatience Tutu's dance studio. Miss Impatience Tutu was skinny and bony. She had long, stringy grey hair. Her nose was sharp. Her elbows were pointy. Her knees were knobbly. No one had ever seen her smile. Perhaps this was because Impatience Tutu hated teaching. Impatience Tutu hated noise. Impatience Tutu hated children. But most of all, Impatience Tutu hated Horrid Henry. This was not surprising. When Miss Tutu shouted,
Class, lift your left legs!
11 left legs lifted. One right leg sagged to the floor. When Miss Tutu screamed,
Heel toe! Heel toe!
11 dainty feet tapped away. One clumpy foot stomped, toe, heel, toe, heel. When Miss Tutu bellowed,
Class, skip to your right!
11 bodies turned to the right. One body galumphed to the left. Naturally, no one wanted to dance with Henry. Or indeed anywhere near Henry. Today's class, unfortunately, was no different.
Miss Tutu, Henry is treading on my toes, said Jumpy Jeffrey.
Miss Tutu, Henry's kicking my legs, said Lazy Linda.
Miss Tutu, Henry is bumping me, said Vain Violet.
Henry!
Screeched Miss Tutu.
Yeah, said Henry.
I am a patient woman, and you are trying my patience to the limit,
hissed Miss Tutu.
Any more bad behaviour and you will be very sorry.
What will happen?
Asked Horrid Henry eagerly. Miss Tutu stood very tall. She took a long bony finger and dragged it slowly across her throat. Henry decided that he would rather live to do battle another day. He stood on the side, gnashing his teeth, pretending he was an enormous crocodile about to gobble up Miss Tutu.
"This is our final rehearsal before the show,"
barked Miss Tutu.
"Everything must be perfect."
11 faces stared at Miss Tutu. One face scowled at the floor.
"Tomatoes and beans to the front," ordered Miss Tutu. "When Miss Thumper plays the music, everyone will stretch out their arms to the sky to kiss the morning hello. Raindrops, stand at the back next to the giant green leaves and wait until the beans find the magic bananas. And Henry," spat Miss Tutu, glaring, "try to get it right. Positions, everybody. Miss Thumper, the opening music, please,"
shouted Miss Tutu. Miss Thumper banged away. The tomatoes weaved in and out, twirling. The beans pirouetted. The bananas pointed their toes and swayed. The raindrops pitter-patted. All except one. Henry waved his arms frantically and raced round the room. Then he crashed into the beans.
"Henry!"
screeched Miss Tutu. "Yeah?" scowled Henry.
"Sit in the corner!"
Henry was delighted. He sat in the corner and made horrible, rude faces while Peter did his raindrop solo. Tap, 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap. Tap, tip, tap, tip, tap, 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 tip. "Was that perfect, Miss Tutu?" asked Peter. Miss Tutu sighed.
"Perfect, Peter, as always," she said,
and the corner of her mouth trembled slightly. This was the closest Miss Tutu ever came to smiling. Then she saw Henry slouching on the chair. Her mouth drooped back into its normal grim position. Miss Tutu tugged Henry off the chair. She shoved him to the very back of the stage, behind the other raindrops. Then she pushed him behind a giant green leaf.
"Stand there!" shouted Miss Tutu.
"But no one will see me here," said Henry.
"Precisely,"
said Miss Tutu. It was showtime. The curtain was about to rise. The children stood quietly on stage. Perfect Peter was so excited, he almost bounced up and down. Naturally, he controlled himself and stood still. Horrid Henry was not very excited. He did not want to be a raindrop, and he certainly did not want to be a raindrop who danced behind a giant green leaf. Miss Thumper waddled over to the piano. She banged on the keys. The curtain went up. Henry's mum and dad were in the audience with the other parents. As usual, they sat in the back row, in case they had to make a quick getaway. They smiled and waved at Peter, standing proudly at the front. "Can you see Henry?" whispered Henry's mum. Henry's dad squinted at the stage. A tuft of red hair stuck up behind the green leaf. "I think that's him behind the leaf," said his father doubtfully. "I wonder why Henry is hiding," said Mum. "It's not like him to be shy." Said Dad.
"Shh!" hissed the parents beside them.
Henry watched the tomatoes and beans, searching on tiptoe for the magic bananas. "I'm not staying back here," he thought, and pushed his way through the raindrops.
"Stop pushing, Henry,"
hissed lazy Linda. Henry pushed harder, then did a few pitter-pats with the other raindrops. Miss Tutu stretched out a bony arm and yanked Henry back behind the scenery. Who wants to be a raindrop anyway? Thought Henry. I can do what I like hidden here.
The tomatoes weaved in and out, twirling. The beans pirouetted. The bananas pointed their toes and swayed. The raindrops pitter-patted. Henry flapped his arms and pretended he was a pterodactyl about to pounce on Miss Tutu. Round and round he flew, homing in on his prey. Perfect Peter stepped to the front and began his solo. Tap, 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 tap.
Crash! One giant green leaf fell on top of the raindrops, knocking them over. The raindrops collided with the tomatoes. The tomatoes smashed into the string beans. The string beans bumped into the bananas. Perfect Peter turned his head to see what was happening and danced off the stage into the front row. Miss Tutu fainted. The only person still standing on stage was Henry.
Stomp, 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 stomp.
Henry did his elephant dance.
Boom, 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 boom.
Henry did his wild buffalo dance. Peter tried to scramble back on stage. The curtain fell. There was a long silence. Then Henry's parents clapped. No one else did, so Henry's parents stopped. All the other parents ran up to Miss Tutu and started shouting.
I don't see why that horrid boy should have had such a long solo while all Linda did was lie on the floor, yelled one mother.
My Geoffrey is a much better dancer than that boy, shouted another. He should have done the solo.
I didn't know you taught modern dance, Miss Tutu, said Violet's mother. Come, Violet, she added, sweeping from the room.
Henry!
Screeched Miss Tutu.
Leave my dance studio at once!
Whoopee!
Shouted Henry. He knew that next Saturday he would be at karate class. At last.
Hi-sha! Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na!